Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, construction defects, a big problem at the legislative session. On the program, Don Tatro, Executive Director of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Lindsay Knox, Andrew McKay, and Andy Peterson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the Capitol, in the old Supreme Court building, and my guest is Don Tatro, Executive Director of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Good to be here. A lot of things going on in your world.
Yes.
Is the biggest construction defects?
Yeah, that's a priority. That's obviously one of the... We thought it might come up this session. We made reforms in 2015. The reforms are working, so we're very worried about any changes. The 2015 reforms have helped. So to give a little history to everyone watching, because you say defect and everyone goes, well, yeah, you should fix it. Yes, you should. Chapter 40 is where it rests, and construction defects, an area within there that has all these different requirements. And what it led to prior to the 2015 reforms were large class action lawsuits that did little to help the homeowner. They did little for consumer protections. You would have a large condo development, for instance. One of my members had several hundred condos, 5 years of litigation, nearly $750,000 settlement, and every condo owner got $1,000. So it didn't help them. Tied up their condos for 5 years in litigation. They were difficult to sell, if not impossible. And at the end result was, here's $1,000 for all your trouble. So we're really looking to that keep that out of there. It takes out the right to repair. So if you go to a lawyer and say, I have all these problems, and they say, okay, great. You can't call the builder then and say, can you come fix it? So that hurts the people who truly have a construction defect, who truly have something that needs to be fixed. They also do sampling. It brings back sampling. So you can say, well, 5% of these homes have a crack in the stucco. So we're going to say, out of this 5%, it was 3 homes. We're going to say that constitutes X number of dollars. Judge then goes, well, the landscaper did this much work, the plumber did this much, so you guys are all out this much money. And again, it separates the builder, the person constructing the home, from their customer. And I just truly believe that is the wrong approach. And
can we talk about this politically for a second? So, as always, elections have consequences. The trial lawyers are huge supporters of the Democrats, and this is one of those issues that they've made a lot of money off of over the years. When the Republicans took control back in 2015, they were able to make a lot of these corrections. Now you're seeing the pendulum swing. How is it going because one of the biggest problems we have in Northern Nevada especially, but it's happening in Southern Nevada as well, is the cost of housing and the ability for people to actually be able to afford housing. Where are we with this? Because are we just continuing now to price people out of being able to afford homes?
Well, that's what I hope. I always say housing doesn't have a party, and I truly believe that. So I'm hoping these don't become politicized issues. Obviously, the trial lawyers do support bringing back the tort reforms that we managed in 2015. So my hope is that we can explain, listen, attainability is so critical in our region, and it's so difficult. For every $1,000 a mortgage goes up, 251 people are priced out in Washoe County, 2,285 are priced out in the state of Nevada. So I'm hoping, and what I've, our lobbyists, us, me, we've all been talking about attainability and what the unintended consequences of these well-intentioned bills will actually do. And a lot of them, they do sound good on the front end. They're good buzzwords, they're tough to combat, they take strong arguments, and you can just say, we don't need that, this sounds really great. So, one of the ones is rent control and inclusionary zoning. I haven't found a single market.
Explain inclusionary zoning.
Inclusionary zoning is a method that local governments use to make sure we have affordable homes. They'll say, okay, if you're doing 100 homes, we need 10 or 20% to be in this price range.
Okay.
Yeah. It's had devastating consequences in any market it's been tried. Denver, it's a complete failure. San Francisco started it in the Bay Area in 1973. To date, they've only accomplished a little over 7,783 homes. I think there are a couple more built since the article. So, and I don't see anyone moving to San Francisco or the Bay Area going, prices went down and I'm in, right? No, they're coming here because property costs have gone up. It's a disincentive to build a lot of different products. And everyone thinks, well, these, say, ill-gotten gains, they'll just put them in their pocket. No, these housing is a very thin margin and very high risk. And so when you implement these type of government solutions or restrictions onto the private market, they find ways out of it, or they just don't go there.
Okay, but now, playing devil's advocate here, Chip Bobley, who is a major developer in Northern Nevada, he has a project in South Reno near the Summit Mall that includes affordable housing. Is he making a mistake there in terms of
That work? It is a critical need in our community, and we have to find ways to support it. And the way they did that, obviously there isn't inclusionary zoning at this current point in Reno or Washoe County. And what they did is, the best way to paint the picture is it's a mosaic, right? You get all these little pieces together and now you can bring to market affordable housing. And so whether it's through the Federal Home Loan Bank, you get certain financing. If you agree to hold X number of units for 30 years or longer as affordable housing. So when you use those market-based incentives and you can lower the cost that way through a variety of different funds and help, there are people who just want to fund this because it is a good, good measure. So we absolutely need it. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but we do need to watch how we try and implement it. And the current rent control and inclusionary zoning bill give zero parameters, enabling legislation, and I have yet to see a market where it works.
Okay, so bottom line is that what Bobley is doing is something that he's doing because he chooses to do it rather than being forced to by the government.
Yeah, he's choosing to do it, and there are also incentives out there to help him do it. And so if we can build those incentives, if we can create these different funds, if we can, as a community, decide that this is something we want to tackle together and we're going to partner with developers and builders to make it come to fruition, absolutely. Every day of the week, I'll stand behind that. But you can't have a community problem solved by a single industry.
Okay, so how is leadership paying attention? Are they listening to you? You know, is Jason Frierson the speaker listening to you? Is Nicole Canizzaro?
Absolutely. We've been having talks with all leadership. We've been having talks with everyone across the aisle. We have great response from them, a willingness to work. And so I hope that tomorrow during the construction defect hearing, when we bring 200 of our nearest and dearest members and they see the local faces, the local workers, the people who bring $11 billion into the state, employ 75,000 workers, that they don't want to do this. It will eviscerate the missing middle. Anything with a shared wall will slow down or stop. Members are already trying to find out, if this passes, can I remap? Can I go to detached housing? Because a UNLV study in, I believe, 2013 showed we were the worst in the nation. For every permit pulled on a shared wall, which is a condo or a townhome, there was 120% chance you were going to be sued. A financer, lender required insurance through one of my members. It cost him $999,950 for $1 million of coverage. So he got $50 of coverage, and that's what it did. And you'll just be out. You can't. That'll put so many of our local builders out of business.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Don Tatro after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Don Tatro. He's the Executive Director of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Is one of the things that we're missing, in particular in Northern Nevada, but perhaps, well, I wouldn't say statewide because there's a lot of big builders in Southern Nevada, but are we missing the really big corporate builders that can come in with the financial heft to really move the marketplace in Northern Nevada?
No, actually, that's, you know, we have them in Northern Nevada. We have three. And they're able to buy large swaths of land. They're able to bring their purchasing power. They're able to bring their subs and negotiate lower prices. What we have is a complex system that's driven from the local to the state to the federal government. We're building, you know, one of the most expensive purchases anyone's ever going to make on site for them. I don't know of another industry that does that. When you buy your car, they don't construct it at the dealership you just purchased it at, right? And the complexity in that has gotten to where it is much easier for a corporation to manage it. The new green energy efficiency building standards, which is the bare minimum you can build to, is a couple hundred pages. It didn't exist years ago. The total codes and codes to build a house are about this tall. I have them on my desk as a prop. And it's the complexity.
By the way,
for
those listening on the radio or podcast, yeah, that was about 2 feet high.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, you know, we're looking at there's a bill right now to measure how much output your master shower can have, and I believe it's ranging around 2 gallons per minute now, and how that works, and all your other faucets and fixtures for water, saving water, which then if you look at the unintended consequences, the public works guys are concerned that we're going to reduce flows to the sewers, and that they're going to have to reinstall all this different equipment. We won't have adequate equipment. So there's a myriad of different things going on, whether it's your windows, the rise and run of your stairs are regulated. The air changes per hour right now are so tight we're having to insulate things that it really doesn't make sense. And we had this bill, I called it is the solar fairness bill, where if you have two homes on a street, the house without solar can have a lower insulation rating than the house with solar. And you should have seen the blowback of reducing the amount of insulation, which is a depreciating incentive any longer because we've maxed out our insulation of what we can get there, the efficiencies. And so when we went to provide, say, hey, you just have to treat them the same. I mean, you would have thought we were throwing everything out where we're gonna be using cardboard to build houses. So it's very complex, people take it very serious, but until we roll back some of those things, it's not gonna get any easier or cheaper.
Let me ask you this. Do you see, and a yes or no answer if you would, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel for building more housing in Northern Nevada?
Absolutely. I always say builders don't create demand, they respond to it. And for many years, we didn't have that. And you had the construction defect in place. And in 2015, we changed that. The market turned around. We're starting to see an increase in housing, not to where we should be. You know, last year in Reno, there was just over 2,400 homes built, and we average about 3,000. But we are starting to see that growth coming back, and we're adding 3 jobs for every one house permit pulled. So it should be around 1.5. We'll get there. And I'm confident the amount of multifamily being constructed right now in the Reno and Washoe County area is phenomenal. And we'll continue to see that ratchet up.
All right, that's where we got to leave it for now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the capital city. We have a great Power Pundit panel for you today. Andy McKay is here, Executive Director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Lindsay Knox, welcome to the first time to the
Thank
program.
You.
Is Policy Director for McDonald Carano Wilson. And Andy Peterson is Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. So, Andy, you put out a piece last night talking about concerns with workers' comp with AB 370. Can you explain what the issue is and how you want to resolve it?
Yeah, there are, your listeners or viewers rather are probably aware of their numerous workers' compensation bills. And AB 370, what that specifically will do is create a retroactivity component to benefits that have been paid out for individuals with partial or permanent disabilities. And further, what it will do is create cost of living increases for those individuals that have had that designation. The problem with that is their unknown costs, literally in the tens of millions of dollars statewide, for various workers' compensation providers, and none of the premiums that were collected at the time contemplated that, so it's a massive unfunded mandate. We're opposed to that component, as is Mr. Peterson's group. Virtually everybody that has a workers' compensation program is opposed to it. Conversely, on the Senate side, there's a bill by Senator Dallas Harris that creates a COLA mechanism, but it is prospective in nature. It's not retroactive, so you can create that into your premium and your actuarial costs. But that's just one of many bills that are out there that, if they pass as is, it's going to cost business and ultimately the taxpayers money.
And what kind of money do you think it's going to end up being, Andy?
Well, I think Mr. McKay talked about tens of millions. Some of that is really undetermined. And again, it's like any other unfunded mandate that comes along. Someone ultimately pays for it. And none of us worry about it until it affects us. And what we're saying is it affects us, and it will affect the employer-employee relationship. So not a good thing.
What's the biggest health issue that you're facing, Lindsay, in this session?
So this session, we actually this week, we have our opioid cleanup bill will be heard this afternoon, and then we have our balanced billing bill that will be heard on Wednesday. And I would say that is probably our more contentious bill. We've been working on that bill for about 16 months. Specialty groups, Cattlemara, as well as I represent the Nevada Orthopedic Society. We have the ER doctors, Physicians for Fair Coverage, anesthesiologists, and that is our biggest issue to date. We're going up against the insurers, and it is going to turn into quite a battle this week.
It's been an interesting session in the sense that even with the Democratic majorities, leadership of both houses on the Democratic side have said at the outset that they were going to take a more pragmatic approach, a more centrist approach. Do you think that's the way this is playing out, or do you think that things are moving further and further to the left?
I'd respectfully say ask all of us and today on Friday when the first major deadline for passage of bills out of the first committee occurs. I think it's a little bit of both, Sam. There's some measures out there that you sit there and from a business advocacy standpoint, you say, oh my gosh, but there have been commitments made that bill's not really going anywhere. And frankly, we believe leadership on that, but they're still out there. And certain bills can come back in various forms. But I think after we get through Friday's deadline, then the tenor of the session really is going to clear up. I think overall, this is not going to be a pro-business session, but I think it push comes to shove, what ends up on the governor's desk is going to be a lot different than last session.
Well, the interesting part is, you know, how anti-business can you be when you're looking to raise funds for education and other things that have not been funded at this point in time?
Well, absolutely. You know, business is really the impetus to provide those funds. The better business does, the better the state does, the better that families do, the better that children do in education. So, you know, if you make it too far in one direction and anti-business, you're not going to collect those tax funds, and ultimately you're not going to fund education at the levels that you want to. Education has always been the passport out of poverty, so I think every one of us probably at this table believes in education and want an educated workforce, but you've got to be careful to do it right, you've got to make sure that you fund it right, and you've got to make sure that you don't punish business in the process, because if you punish business in the process, you will lose at the end of the day.
Do you find it interesting that at this point we really don't have a funding source for the teachers' raises?
I think that's very concerning, since that was a big promise. And you have Clark County School District coming in last week saying that, you know, they're going to be asking for, I think, $55 million, and that doesn't include those raises. So I do find it extremely concerning that that is not a top priority, but I also find it even more concerning that we're going to start trying to potentially kind of take away parent choice and the moratorium on charter schools. Mm-hmm. That is not, in my personal opinion, pro-business. ACE High School is a wonderful example in Northern Nevada that gives kids and parents the choice to provide their children with education they deserve. So I think there's a lot of issues in education. Funding is one of them. and choice is another.
And for your members, I mean, this is changing the perception of an auto mechanic, for example, which is a big part of your members' businesses, to being a computer job rather than being, you know, a grease monkey job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I always tell people that there really isn't such thing as a grease monkey anymore. These men and women that work in the service department, they're computer technicians, and that is in Nevada, but nationally, there is a huge void in qualified labor. In fact, the National Auto Dealers Association has a big campaign that's going across the entire country to recruit individuals to go into the auto trades. In fact, we have provided significant funding to the College of Southern Nevada and their auto tech program. And depending on the individuals that come out of these and their certifications, they can have a diesel mechanic technician certification and a body shop certification. And these individuals are making 80, 90, 100 grand. And the best part is they're coming out of a community college with little to zero student debt. They're making, at a minimum, on average, $65,000 to $70,000. Whereas oftentimes somebody's coming out of a four-year degree or a four-year program with a bachelor's degree, they got massive debt and they're making 25 grand a year.
And a degree in philosophy. And
yes.
That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Scott Hammond will join us. We'll see you then.